Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And with us right now is author Vishwa Prakash. Hello, Vishwa.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And your new book is called Who Stole My Soul? A Dialogue with the Devil on the Meaning of Life. And as a short description of the book, a man consults the devil about the meaning of life. Expound, if you will, a little bit more on that theme.
Yes, yes. You see, it's a bit autobiographical. Biographical, you might say, because as I went into doing something that was good, I realized that my soul was pretty much stolen away by this great force, and that I thought I would depict in a book by way of engaging the devil into a conversation, a dialogue with the devil. If you have read, Les, and I'm sure a lot of your readers will have read, Conversations with God, this is a corollary to that because it is a conversation with the anti-God. It is a conflict between your good side and your bad side, and it's very intriguing the way it turns out.
I hope this question isn't too sensitive, but what indicated to you that your soul was, in fact, being stolen by the devil?
The soul is your innermost heart, and I realized that my soul was drifting away from what I was instructed as a child, as a student, as an up-and-coming employee, because the mantra in our youth is to go and maximize money, maximize your achievements. But I realized that the reverse is true, because the biggest pleasure, the maximum gain, is really in giving away what you have amassed. That was so intriguing that I turned to my soul in some way to ask what it is that has stolen you away, that captivated you, because my soul was captivated by a force that I did not understand at first.
So the book is very much a dialogue between yourself and the devil?
Yes, it is. It is a dialogue between the devil, which is, you can say, my errant, my wrong, my dark side, because as Martin Luther King says, each of us is a moon which has a dark side. So it is a conversation between my dark side, which I have labeled as the devil, and my good side.
Now, this can be a very controversial subject whenever you bring up the devil, the Antichrist, God, etc. Do you expect controversy with those or from those who read the book?
100%. In fact, amongst the things the devil throws back at me as I converse with him is this thing about religion, because the devil won't have anything to do with traditional God, and traditional God is the way traditional religions put forward the concept of God, because God is presented as something the particular religion has a direct route to. I am challenging the devil in the book that, look, that's not the way it is. God is something innermost within us. It comes with our conscience. We are born with a conscience, which I have shown as superior to the voices of religion, which are perforce geared towards, I would say, aggrandizing and spreading their own message. So yes, it's very controversial, and I don't think the religionists are going to like this book the way it's presented.
What do you hope the reader will take away from the book? Is there one message that stands out amongst others?
Absolutely. The reader can hope to touch his innermost conscience and realize that it is possible to be spiritual and to be godly and to do good without getting into the tried and tested groove of religions. That our good lies within us if we touch upon our conscience and in compassion. As the Dalai Lama has said, if you want to be happy, you practice compassion. If you want others to be happy, you practice compassion. So compassion and conscience is really the key to touching your soul, finding your soul, reaching out for the best within you, and not really the tried and tested roots of religion.
Vishwa, when we first met, you handed me your card, and it says underneath your name, laughter therapist and happyologist. for a laughter therapist, this is a very, very heavy subject. Is it not?
Absolutely. And would you believe, Les, laughter is what has thrown me to this very intriguing subject, because as I made others laugh, and by now it is, it takes up about half my time. I have group settings, I have seminars, I have a lot of informal laughter settings, even with corporates, and I make people laugh. And the feelings which envelop me absolutely, which bowl me over, are so intense when I make people laugh that they touch upon the cosmic, the spiritual. I am touching a very deep chord within myself as I make people laugh. And I thought that, hey, what am I doing? Because I'm supposed to be your hard-boiled businessman. I'm supposed to be using my time to make more money, to make more for myself, and to rise up there in the world amongst the ranks of the rich and famous. What is this that I just throw away after having spent all my energies amassing? And this conflict, this inner conflict, made me write out and speak out in a conversation with what is adverse inside us, what is, I would say, negative within us. And this conversation will highlight the way in which each of us can hope to touch our innermost souls, to rescue our souls, to be better people. And it gives you, I would say, it's a 101 on how to better yourself.
When will the book be available?
The book is available as of November. It is printed. It is ready. It's going to be distributed as of 1st November, going to be there with Synergy Books. And I'm sure it'll be a grand success. And the reader will come out of it refreshed and inspired.
Wonderful. Our author is Vishwa Prakash. He wrote a book called Who Stole My Soul? A Dialogue with the Devil on the Meaning of Life. Thank you, Vishwa.
Thank you, Les.